This is Mary Bland and Doris Dian talking with Lottie Huff on the Brighton Reservation. Lottie, where were you born?
In Miami.
In a hospital?
No, at home.
Did your mom live in on the trail?
She died when I was about 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't have any mother.
Did you then grow up with relatives or the clan?
Clan.
Which clan is that?
In Indian way, we call it, my father's side be grandma. So she's the one that raised me.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of your clan?
Big Town.
Big Town?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Was that because it was Miami that it was called Big Town?
No, we just carried that long time.
How long have you been here on the Brighton Reservation?
Since 55.
Mm-hmm. Who taught you the patchwork sewing?
I just was there and learned. I just keep on practicing and learn.
Mm-hmm. Just watching the people that were around you?
Yeah.
About how old were you when you started doing it?
About 20.
And you've been sewing ever since?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Have you seen any difference in the designs from, like, when you were 20 years old to now? Have the designs changed at all?
A lot.
How? Could you tell us how?
Well, about 30 years ago, it's not hard to put them together, but now you have to put a lot of pieces together, make it more fancier. It takes more material.
What did they look like 30 years ago?
Well, it would be just like those. See those blouses? You just sew them together and then cut it sideways or just cut straight and then put them together. But now you have to put a lot on. You have to sew together a lot of different colors.
Did those designs have names?
No.
Did any of them have names?
Well, I asked one lady one time, like this. They said they used to call it rider snake. You know how they look like on top of the rider snake? It has diamond shape.
Looks like a rattlesnake's back. It does.
Yeah.
We've heard other people talk about fire, lightning. Do you know those names?
There's one over there. On that handbag. It's sort of found like that.
Which one is that?
That's purple and pink.
Which design is it? Is it the lightning or the fire?
Yeah, it's a lightning. And, something like that is I call it a waif.
Did you always use the fabrics with the little tiny flowers on them?
No, we just use cotton.
Were the skirts always a solid color, solid reds and blues, or were there flowers on some of them?
Well, in early days, like if they making dresses, they put different colors like those.
Mm-hmm.
Print.
Did they use rickrack back then?
No, huh?
Rickrack is that new? Fairly.
It's new.
When do you remember that getting started?
About 59.
Why do you think that's people started using rickrack?
It's easier.
Before you had the rickrack, did you have little teeny weeny strips of color that took the place of the rickrack?
Yeah, we just strip them like this and then put them on and just fold them like that.
So that would be like on this skirt where the rickrack was, you would have...
When you're going to start doing a patchwork design, what's the first thing you do?
You have to think. You have to think what color you gonna put them together, and then strip them a lot of this, like this. This is gonna be a design. And when I finish, it be same design of this.
When you're sewing a design, like how long are the strips you're working with now?
Well, like this one, this has more work, and that's what it's going to be. Might be about 2 yards. You start off 2 yards, and then at like this, it makes them longer. That's what it's going to be, look like this one. This part would be right there. And then this part be another strip. And this would be another one.
Lottie, how wide do you make the strips? Are they different sizes?
If you want it narrow, you can put this mark, start cutting about narrow there. And if you want a big design, you just strip them just any size you want.
Which ones do you like to work with best?
A big one.
With the big shirt, when would a little boy start wearing a big shirt like this?
After he's 4 months.
And then before that, what does he wear?
Just maybe blanket, just plain.
What happens at 4 months?
Well, it is our tradition.
Is there anything special that you do for the baby?
When he gets to 4 months, we shave it off.
Shave his hair?
And then we just put him on like a big shirt like this.
It's tiny.
Do they ever say like a blessing or something when you cut the hair?
No. You just have to see the full moon before you can cut his hair. That's about all.
Do they do the same thing with little girls?
Yeah.
At the same time?
Yes, same time, every 4 months, when after he was born.
What would a little girl baby wear?
Same thing, it's a little dress like the little smaller.
With a little tiny cape, too?
Yeah. You can do that, or... Well, you just make them smaller, different colors.
What was the hat that the men wore? We've seen pictures of the men with a big hat. Sometimes it had designs around it. So it looks like it's about this high.
Like those over there?
Yes.
Yeah. They just wear it just like a hat they wearing today. But mostly they said it's like older people, medicine men. I guess that's, they the one that used to wear.
What is the Indian name for that hat?
Hat. We just call them hat, but in Indian words, alabigit.
Alabigit?
Were there a lot of designs on the hats, or just one row?
Just one. Yeah.
Is that, are the grapefruits on that tree all just...
They on the ground now.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Everybody's
I know.
Are like that. Do you know if the little boy that's getting the big shirt, will he's an Indian.
Yeah, he's an Indian.
And do you think he'll start wearing that every day, or maybe just for special occasions?
They probably wear just the special days, like field days or going town.
Mm-hmm. Are there special lullabies that you sing for children?
All the ladies do, but I don't know. All the ladies used to sing for a baby to sleep, but I didn't learn that.
Uh-huh. Are there other kinds of songs that people sing different times?
Yeah, there is some. But I just never did learn.
Do people do much dancing?
Only once a year.
At the green corn?
Yeah, that's
on the What
place.
Is the name for a green corn dance in Miccosukee?
We call it Shapaksi. I mean, just green corn dance.
Shapaksi.
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 How many children do you have?
I got three. Three, and they all grown.
Are they girls or boys?
One girl and two boys.
Does your daughter sew designs too?
No. they got something else to do.
Do you think that the ways of sewing the patchwork designs and the Indian basketry traditions and other traditions will keep going, or do you see them changing?
It's changing now, but we have a program that they teach young ones after school.
Oh, the little tiny school
mm-hmm.
children?
Yeah.
Are they taking an interest in some of the older ways?
It's just a few.
Why do you think, you know, that people aren't wanting to continue some of the old traditions?
Well, it's our way and we should keep it. Even language. There's things that we shouldn't be doing. We should just keep it that way, but today, there's a lot of young people just quit. Even parents try to teach them. And they just don't want to listen. That's how they are today.
Lottie,
mm-hmm.
if you were going to explain to somebody who couldn't see how to do a patchwork design, like just if you could pretend and just tell us what the process is like from the beginning, the first thing you do, right on through to when you finally have a piece of the finished design done. Can you do that? Describe it? Just sort of step by step that way?
You mean the person that don't see?
Right. If you could, in other words, like pretend that we can't exactly see what you're doing so that you actually have to tell us each thing that you're doing.
I don't think I can explain that, cause.
Well, like you're telling us what the first thing would be that you would do, right? You were saying you would tear out strips the right length. And then what would happen after that? Like the next thing is what you're doing right now with it, right? Like what would you do after you have say you have three strips, then what would you do with them?
You're talking about that person's blind, right?
Right.
Right. No, you're not blind. Mm. They are.
Well, I would tell them the colors. Which one goes on with like this? I would tell them a yellow, and then we call this one dark red in Indian way, and then lime. Mm-hmm. I would tell them like that so she can put them on, put it together.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have that kind.
What would be the next thing that you would do after you actually just put the colors together? Then you do you sew them right then? Do you have to stitch them by hand first?
Well, we just sew them together side by side like this. And then cut them.
What do you do after you cut them?
Put them together like this.
Do you have to put them together a different way than the way they were when you cut them?
But I don't think a blind person would make design.
Probably not. Mm. But I was just thinking that one of the purposes, like of the slide tape shows that we're doing, we're going to want to be able to play them for people who are deaf or blind, so that they can learn something. So even though they couldn't hear or couldn't see, you know, part of it, they'd be able to hear the work with the other part. So that's why we like to have some description just in words of what the process is like, so that, you know, if we, so these other people might be able to learn something about it.
Well, just like I show you how you go, somebody have to sit there and tell them what color next to it.
Right.
That way they can put them together.
Can you tell when you see someone else's patchwork designs, can you tell who made it?
No. Huh.
There aren't any people who have a special style of their own?
Mm-mm, no. Some of them really pretty, some of them don't.
Are you the only one that makes the wall hangings?
I guess some other people makes it.
Not too many.
No, huh?
What inspired you to make a wall hanging? Why did you do that?
People ask me, like tourists stop by and say, "We want a wall hanger, you know, maybe about this big, like 3x5, like that."
Did you make one that big?
Yeah. That's where I get the idea. Even that cross, like Methodist people, they like to buy a cross. So that's where I get the ideas and start making.
Which kind of people like to?
Methodist.
The Mexican people like to buy?
Methodist people.
Methodist.
Oh, Methodist people like to buy cross. Oh. I wasn't here yet.
I have a question, and I was wondering, you're sewing 3 strips together for this design. Do you ever sew more than 3 strips together to get a design?
Mm-hmm, more.
What's the most you've ever sewn together?
About 3.
And does that make a real wide design?
Like those over there. The white one?
The very complicated one on the bottom would be lots of strips. Do you ever get confused and when you cut the strips apart, do you ever make a mistake in flipping them the way they're supposed to be sewn together?
Yeah, lots of time.
What do you do when you make a mistake like that?
Well, you just tear them up again and then put it the other way.
Do you have to concentrate real hard?
Yeah.
We noticed that when we were in a room where 3 or 4 people were sewing designs, they couldn't talk to each other, and I wondered if that's because they have to really pay a lot of attention.
You have to think as what it's going to be look like before you put colors together. And the color that can go with mostly bright colors that can show, like this one. Well, some people, like, they just learning. They don't know how to put colors together, and it kind of dull looking. But we always put white and red and black in the colors. Even we make skirts, we always put red or white. Like on this one, like, there's always red or black. It makes them just look nice.
Makes the colors show up mm-hmm. a lot. What is your favorite color to work with? Our colors?
Light green and white. Like this. Oh.
We notice people wear a lot of purple too.
Mm-hmm.
And all kinds of red and blue,
yeah.
And kind of along that
mm-hmm.
that line, like Mary's sweater.
Does somebody come with the fabrics and sell you the fabrics, like from their car? Do you have to go to a store to buy the fabrics?
Some people bring from Hollywood, and then I'll just go down there and get some.
Down
most of the time, we travel a long ways to get material, the color we want. Like, people order, say, we want that kind of color. And if they don't have it around here, we have to travel maybe 50, like that, to get it. That's the reason the, like this skirt are high. We have to travel long ways to get the stuff to put them together. Like on a rig rack, I used to get it in Hollywood. Because they don't sell it around here. Either in Miami or Hollywood. That's the reason it costs high. Because we travel. You have to buy gas, eat, and then electricity.
Did you ever sew on the machine with the hand crank?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I got one.
You don't use it?
Mm-mm. This is quickest way, electricity.
Each person on the reservation has to pay for their own?
Mm-hmm. We pay our own. Yeah. But like sewing at the field office, I just try to pay it. People over there, so they get paid. But like me, I have to pay my own, everything.
Do people stop in very often to buy things?
About 5 years ago, it was good. Till last year was good too. Till this year, I guess the Reagan start cutting money problem. That's when it's low. It's really slow.
Why is that? People just aren't traveling because of gas?
Yes, I think so. And a lot of people, I guess they all have jobs.
Do you ever have stores that would come and buy things from you to sell in other stores?
Wholesale?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Some people buy it. I sell some at the Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
Lottie, mm-hmm. What does your husband do? What's his job?
Well, he works for government forestry.
And then you come out here every day to... Do you sew pretty much every day?
Yeah, most every day.
Do you find it relaxing?
No. But I don't sit long enough to sew, maybe 2-3 hours, and then get up and walk around.
Do you make baskets too?
Yeah.
Did you make the baskets that are over here?
Some of them. Some of them I make it, and some of them other ladies make them, and I buy it from them.
How long have you had your shop?
2 years.
When you had your the chiki for your shop built, who built it?
My uncle built this one.
What was his name?
Sandy Billy.
Did he build the little one with the table in it?
Yeah.
It's nice for picnics.
Mm-hmm, yeah. I'm supposed to get another one over here.
What will you use that one for?
Same thing.
For picnics?
Uh-huh.
To build a chiki like this, how long did it take them to make it?
Oh, about a month. Because you got to go cut these cypress trees in Big Cypress.
You have to go all the way to Big
mm-hmm,
Cypress to get
yeah.
the cypress trees?
Mm-hmm. And then peel them. And then put it up there. And then you got to go cut the fans.
How many fans do you think it takes to do a roof like this?
On this one, it takes 3,600.
How often does it have to be repaired?
Oh, about 8 or 10 years.
Gosh, that's better than the roof I've got.
So all the logs are cypress?
Yeah.
No palm?
On the post, there's some of them pine. But most of them on this one is, I think that's a pine right there. Others are cypress.
But never the palm trees?
No.
Is that because the palm tree bark, our stems, they're too soft? The trunks of those trees?
Oh, that's a pine tree right there. It's the heart of a pine tree.
Mm-hmm. But I meant the palm trees. Are their trunks too soft to build something out of?
Yeah.
Did you live in a chiki when you lived down in Miami?
Yeah, well, I live in chiki.
Do you miss it?
Yeah. I would live in chiki in a house. Because when you live in chiki, you don't have to clean. You don't have to clean them, you don't have to pay for anything.
Tell us what it's like to live in a chiki.
Oh, it's less work. A lot of fresh air.
How do you sleep?
Well, we put mosquito net up at night. But in daytime, maybe just open, no wall around.
Do you have a bed or you sleep on mats?
Yeah.
You sleep
long time ago, we didn't have no mattress. We just put a little thin, maybe blanket down, maybe about this thick, but maybe inch. That's how I sleep all my life.
You ever think you might like to build a chiki in your backyard and just go out there
at
night?
Yeah, I'm going to build me one in the back.
You like really this. Are going to do it?
Uh-huh. Maybe later on.
We were wondering if a lot of the people they're getting all the modern houses, but we were wondering if they were missing, you know, the Indian style chiqui mm-hmm. and that way of life.
Yeah, the older people, they are missing it. But the young people, they don't care.
How did you cook when you lived in the chiqui?
Open fire.
Was there ever a special chiqui for cooking?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It's okay.
Oh, okay. Would in a regular family or clan, would each person just have one chiqui, or did you sometimes have more than one chiqui for a family?
Each one of a chiqui, the cooking place in the middle. All the sleeping quarters is all around by each family.
Each family had separate sleeping quarters
uh-huh,
then?
Yeah. But everybody cooks in one place. And everybody eating one table.
So it'd be all families within one clan
mm-hmm.
would live around?
Just a family. Like in-laws, daughter-in-laws, like that. Grandma. They used to stay together.
But maybe the grandparents would have one chiqui,
mm-hmm.
and then the children of that would have another?
Yeah.
Do you know who the oldest person is that lives on the Brighton Reservation?
Let me see. There's more than one, so I don't know which one's the oldest. Maybe my mother-in-law. Mary Huff.
How old is she?
I think she's 72.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
We're both 37.
Too young.
You are too.
Yeah.
Do you know if there are any people that might be in their 90s living on this, on the reservation or on any of the other reservations?
Maybe in Big Cypress, but not here.
In Big Cypress, they're older.
Mm-hmm.
We were asking people about the headboards for the hairstyles. Did you ever wear your hair in a headboard?
Just one time, but I didn't like it.
Why?
It